This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic every week, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science that touch our lives and change the way we view the world. You know, politicians are going to be ushering the new year, giving us the state of the nation, the state of the state. Well, in this hour with astronomer Ken Croswell, we're going to talk about the state of the universe. We're going to talk about extrasolar objects whizzing through our solar system. We're going to talk about colliding neutron stars, even UFOs and gravity waves from outer space. And once again, our special guest is Dr. Ken Croswell, author of a number of great books, including Alchemy of the Heavens. And also be sure to check out my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And I have a new book coming out in February, and it's called The Future of Humanity. It takes the long-range view of the future, going hundreds, thousands of years into the future, when one day we may become a multi-planet species. It talks about going to Mars and what it would take to terraform Mars, what it would take to build the first starships to go to the nearby stars, and what would it take to become a space-faring civilization. But today, we're going to talk about something different. We're going to talk about the state of the universe as it is now, not thousands of years into the future. And once again, our special guest today is astronomer Ken Croswell of Berkeley. So, Ken, once again, glad you could be on Science Fantastic.
Glad to be here, Michelle.
Okay, first question for you, the question we always lead off with is, well, when you were a youth, what steered you in the direction of astronomy?
Well, I discovered in first grade, thanks to my first grade teacher, that there were other planets out there besides Earth. And that was just fascinating to me. And they all had different colors. So we had Mercury, Venus, Earth, of course, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. And I was just fascinated by those two things, that there were other planets out there, and they all had different colors. I mean, at that time, to be perfectly honest, back in first grade, I actually was an adherent of the flat Earth theory, because it looked pretty flat to me. But I realized, you know what, the Earth is probably round, and so are those other planets out there, too.
Okay, now, our solar system, as you pointed out, consists of those planets, but for the first time, we've been able to track an object barreling through our solar system from another neighboring solar system. Could you elaborate?
Yes, this is one of the greatest astronomical discoveries of the year 2017. And it's a discovery we have long anticipated. In fact, in my book, Planet Quest, which came out in 1997, 20 years ago, I actually talk about this problem, that we really expect that there should be interstellar comets and asteroids out there. Because we know that when our solar system was young, the giant planets of our solar system, that's Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, their gravity kicked out trillions of objects from our solar system, mostly comets, but also some asteroids. And other solar systems should have done the same thing. And yet we had never seen an interstellar comet or asteroid before. And 20 years ago, it was starting to be a little bit of a problem. Like, hey, if there are really other solar systems out there, why haven't we seen an object from another solar system trespass into ours? And, well, finally, now, in the year 2017, we have seen an object coming from afar and passing very close to the sun, closer to the sun than the planet Mercury is, and also coming fairly close to the Earth, and then speeding away. And the reason that we know that this object, which we believe to be an asteroid, is not part of our solar system is because of its very unusual velocity and path through space. Everything that is gravitationally bound to the sun goes around the sun on an orbit that is either circular or elliptical. But this object is traveling on what we call a hyperbolic orbit. In other words, it's not coming back. It's passed closest to the sun in September. We discovered the object only on October 19th, and it's now whizzing away, getting fainter and fainter, harder and harder to see, and probably in just a few weeks, we are not going to be ever able to see this thing again. But it's a fascinating object, and the very first time that we have ever discovered an interstellar object traveling into our solar system.
Now, whenever we talk about these extrasolar objects, the first thing that some people believe is that, well, maybe they carry alien DNA. I mean, after all, meteors slam into the Earth, blow Earth rocks into space that contain our Earth DNA, and who knows, maybe our DNA in rocks eventually wind up on some neighboring solar system. So what are your thoughts? Can DNA survive the long trip from one solar system to another?
Well, I certainly think it's possible, although this thing has very likely been traveling for millions, if not billions of years, through the void of interstellar space. And yet, surely the elements that it's made of are rather similar to the elements here, right? I mean, it's not like it's carrying any elements that we don't already know of, elements like carbon and oxygen and nitrogen and so forth. Although I should say, we have taken spectra of this interstellar asteroid. We don't know what it's made of. The spectra really haven't shown much because the object is so faint and so small. Probably the most unusual thing about this object is its shape. It's not at all round. It appears to be very, very elongated. And we base that on the fact that we observe its variation in light. And the light varies tremendously by a factor of several. And that suggests that this is not at all a round object. If it were a round object, as it spins, its light should be fairly constant. But this thing seems to have a ratio of the long dimension to the short dimension of at least 5 to 1, maybe as much as 10 to 1. And we have never seen anything like that in our solar system. None of the other asteroids, none of the comets, none of the moons of the planet. Now, of course, many of the small objects in our solar system are not round. For example, the moons of Mars are not round. That's because they have very little gravity, and gravity doesn't force the object to be spherical the way gravity forces the Earth to be spherical. But we have never seen an object out there with a shape like this interstellar asteroid. So that is probably the biggest puzzle about this interstellar asteroid. Why does it have such an unusual shape with the long dimension at least 5 times longer than the short dimension? Nobody really knows.
Well, some people are already saying on the internet, aha, maybe it's actually a spaceship from another solar system. But I understand that people have tried to track radio emissions from the object and find nothing. So what are your thoughts as to whether or not it's a spaceship or just a piece of rock from another solar system?
Well, the less extraordinary conclusion would be it's probably just another rock from another solar system many, many light years away. And you're right, the radio astronomers have listened to this asteroid trying to detect any emissions, and they haven't found anything. So probably there's nobody on board this supposed spaceship. But, of course, maybe they're just so smart that they turned off their radio transmissions as they passed close to us because they didn't want us to find out. Who knows? But no, the more likely possibility is this is simply an asteroid that got kicked out of its own solar system and has been traveling for millions or billions of years through the space between the stars.
And on the internet, there's one group of astronomers who say that maybe it's a comet. It has no tail like most comets have, but it seems to be maybe a very old comet, they say. But of course, what are your thoughts as to whether it's an asteroid or a comet?
We had actually expected the first interstellar object to be a comet and not an asteroid. And that's simply because in our solar system, the comets are located farther from the sun than are the asteroids, and thus it's easier for the giant planets to kick out comet.
Okay, Ken, we have to take a short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to talk about flying saucers and UFOs. That's right. The United States Pentagon has now admitted that for years they conducted a secret analysis of unidentified flying objects. So we'll ask an astronomer, what do you think about UFOs being tracked by the United States Pentagon? Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Stay tuned for the next part of Science. This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out, and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on this station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're talking about the state of the universe. We'll be talking about colliding black holes and neutron stars, gravity waves, flying saucers and UFOs, the planet Mars and the planet Saturn. All of that within today's show. Once again, our special guest today is astronomer Ken Croswell of Berkeley, author of a number of great books that I recommend, such as Alchemy of the Heavens and Magnificent Universe. Well, Ken, in the previous segment, we talked about this strange object shaped like none others than we've seen before in outer space that is barreling its way through our solar system from another neighboring solar system. Now the United States Pentagon has finally fessed up that for years it conducted a secret analysis of, believe it or not, flying saucers. That's right, UFOs. And there are even some videos that you can see on the internet now that actually make your skin crawl. These are videos of objects tracked not by commercial airliners, but by jet fighters, tracked by jet fighters, executing maneuvers that, quote, are beyond the laws of known physics. So, what do we have here? You are, Ken, you are a professional astronomer. People like you spend their lives looking up, looking into the heavens. And what do you find? So, what are your thoughts about this recent Pentagon study?
Well, I don't know what to think of it, to be honest. I have myself never seen a UFO. No one's ever visited me from another civilization. I don't know if they avoid astronomers or not, but I honestly don't know what to think of this report. It's certainly very interesting, but all I can say is there's a lot more to the universe that we don't know than that we do know.
Well, I tell my friends that claim to have been abducted by flying saucers from outer space, I tell them that the next time they're abducted, for God's sake, steal something. I don't care what it is. A paperclip, a weight, a pen, alien, anything. So you have something to brag about other than just hearsay afterwards. Science is not based on hearsay, right? We want reproducible facts.
And the nice thing is, if you get something from the alien ship, it ought to have a different isotopic composition than the Earth does. And in fact, you know, we were talking earlier about this interstellar asteroid entering the solar system. It, too, surely has a different isotopic composition than the known objects in the solar system. So if we could get something from the UFO into the laboratory, we could actually prove that, yeah, this is unearthly. This is literally unearthly. It is not from our solar system, and it comes from elsewhere. That would be hard evidence that would convince at least some scientists that maybe these claims are true. But until that happens, I don't think too many people are going to believe people who claim to have been abducted by a UFO. And as I say, myself, I have never been visited by one of them, and I don't know why.
And if you encounter an alien from outer space, for God's sake, get some alien dandruff, get some alien skin flakes, anything that you can test afterwards so that it's just not your word against the word of somebody else, right?
That's
okay,
right.
Well, moving on, talking about things from outer space, gravity waves have made the news. The Nobel Prize in Physics was given to three physicists who use gravity waves to detect colliding black holes and colliding neutron stars. So, first of all, what is a neutron star and what is a black hole?
Well, this is definitely one of the other big astronomical discoveries of 2017, the collision of these two neutron stars. A neutron star, as the name implies, is a star made solely of neutrons, neutral particles that are in most atomic nuclei. And these objects are very small, just about 12 miles in diameter, but they outweigh the entire sun. And they form when massive stars die and explode. And the core of that massive star then collapses into this super dense neutron star. A black hole is an object that's even denser than a neutron star, if you can believe that. And it's got so much gravity that once you fall into a black hole, you can't get off. So those are two of the main ways that massive stars end their lives, as either neutron stars or as black holes. And occasionally, we find systems that contain two neutron stars or two black holes, and over long periods of time, these systems emit gravitational waves that cause the two objects to slowly spiral closer and closer together, and when they merge into one, when they collide, it sends out an enormous burst of gravitational radiation. The first such event was detected in September of 2015 when two black holes collided, and this year, the big discovery, which occurred on August 17th, is that two neutron stars collided. And this is a very important discovery because it's going to tell us, in fact, it's already telling us where many of the heavy elements on Earth, such as gold and platinum, came from. That's one of the themes of my book, The Alchemy of the Heavens, because it was processes in the heavens that created the gold and the platinum on Earth, as well as the more common elements like oxygen and carbon that we need for life.
Now, the poets say that we are made of stardust. But actually, that's true, isn't it? I mean, the atoms of our body, many of them were forged in the oven in the heat of a neighboring star, right?
That's right. Most of the elements on Earth were created in one way or another by the stars. For example, the oxygen we're breathing was created by massive stars that were very bright and then exploded as supernovae and hurled that oxygen into space when they died. The carbon that life depends on here on Earth was made also in that way, and also by smaller stars that did not explode, stars that became red giant stars and then cast off their outer atmospheres and formed planetary nebulae. And then the big question that this neutron star collision is going to answer, it looks like, is where did the very heaviest elements come from? Elements much heavier than iron, such as gold and platinum and uranium. We call these elements R process elements. The R stands for rapid, and we know it involves neutrons, because the nice thing about neutrons is they have no electric charge. So if a neutron comes toward an atomic nucleus, like iron, the atomic nucleus, which is positively charged, will not repel that neutron, and the nucleus can grow bigger and bigger. And for many decades, we have thought that this process occurs in supernova explosions. But what this discovery this year is telling us is that it looks like many, if not most, of the gold and platinum and uranium in the universe, not made in supernova explosions, but in colliding neutron stars, because we saw a lot of those elements in the aftermath of this collision.
Now let me ask you a question that even children ask, and that is, if everything falls into a black hole and nothing comes out, then what happens? What happens to all the junk that falls into a black hole? Do we know?
Well, it falls in and stays in forever and goes to the center and gets crushed. And as far as we know, it gets crushed into an infinitesimal point at the very center.
And then where does that go? It just stays there, or what?
It just stays there. It just stays there, and the black hole grows bigger and bigger. But fortunately, most of the universe is outside of a black hole.
Okay. And these gravity waves, they were first predicted by Albert Einstein himself, right?
That's right, yes. Who thought they could never be detected. And fortunately, in that regard, he was wrong, because we first detected them in 2015.
And I understand the next generation of gravity wave detectors is going to be placed in outer space. We're talking about gravity wave detectors orbiting the sun, so sensitive they might detect radiation from the Big Bang itself, and maybe give us baby pictures of the creation of the universe. That's incredible, right? I mean, gravity waves that can peer into the center of a black hole and maybe even the center of Genesis itself.
Yes, it will certainly be very remarkable and will tell us a lot about the universe. And as I say, this discovery this year has told us a lot about nucleosynthesis, that is the creation of the elements, which, of course, is one of the themes of my book, The Alchemy of the Heavens. So I've been very fascinated by this new discovery. Now, I should add that the first indication that neutron star mergers might actually play a major role in creating the heavy elements, the very heavy elements, such as gold and platinum, actually came from observations of a very small galaxy nearby called Reticulum 2. And I can explain that if you would like. It turns out some of those stars in that galaxy have very high levels of these R process elements.
Okay, and Ken, we have to take a short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of the universe. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku, and go to my website to find out what all the excitement is about. The website is mkaku.org, and you can also see a reference to my new book. It's called The Future of Humanity. What happens in the future when we become a multi-planet species? So stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, our special guest is astronomer Ken Croswell of Berkeley, author of a number of great books, including Alchemy of the Heavens, Magnificent Universe, The Universe at Midnight, and we're talking about the state of the universe. We talked a little bit about extrasolar objects whizzing through our solar system, UFOs from outer space, colliding black holes and neutron stars, and now let's bring it down to home. And that is, the U.S. space program has now targeted the planet Mars. Sometime in the 2030s, Some astronaut will be walking on the surface of the red planet. But one thing that is of concern is the fact that the atmosphere is very thin. Only 1% the density of the atmosphere on the planet Earth. And the question is why? Why did Mars turn out so different from the planet Earth? So Ken, you're an astronomer. Tell us a little bit about what the latest is concerning Mars.
Yes, we have new information as to why Mars went from good to bad, because we think that billions of years ago, Mars was a better planet. And we base this on observations of the oldest parts of Mars that date back about 4 billion years. We actually see, believe it or not, we actually see dried up riverbeds in the very ancient parts of the planet Mars. And that suggests that Mars had water, and in fact, running water, and that its climate was at least pleasant enough to have sustained flows of water. Now, obviously, that's not the case today. Today, Mars is a very cold, dry desert, not a very hospitable place at all for life. And so the question is, why did Mars go bad? Now, clearly, if Mars had running water and had rivers billions of years ago, it must have had a much thicker atmosphere than it does today, because as you just pointed out, today Mars is a very thin atmosphere. Now, it's better than the atmosphere on the moon, which was basically non-existent, but still, the Martian atmosphere is extremely thin. And the question is, where did that atmosphere go? And now we have new data from the MAVEN spacecraft, which NASA put into the orbit around Mars in the year 2014. And that spacecraft indicates that the sun is to blame for Mars losing its atmosphere. And in particular, the solar wind drove away the Martian atmosphere over a prolonged period of time. So that at one point, Mars could easily have had an atmosphere as thick as the Earth's current atmosphere, but the solar wind removed atoms and molecules in the Martian atmosphere and left Mars basically to suffer. And the climate deteriorated afterward, and those rivers dried up, and you've got the Mars that we have today, very dry, very cold, very hostile.
So, Ken, isn't it possible that in the early years of Mars, in the first few billion years, the atmosphere could have been thick enough to have water and perhaps even life billions of years ago?
In the first billion years, it is possible that Mars could have been a pleasant enough place with enough water and enough warmth and enough energy to give rise to some form of life. And in fact, if someday we do send people to Mars, one of their missions is surely going to be to look for fossils of that ancient Martian life. But we at this point do not know whether Mars ever had life or whether it's always been lifeless.
Now, if you're an astronaut on Mars, give us a picture of what it's like to walk on Mars. In other words, in terms of its gravity, temperature, its atmospheric pressure, what do you breathe if you're on Mars? What is it like to be an astronaut on Mars?
Well, it's a very hostile...
Well, no, Ken, we have to take a short commercial break. But after the break, I'll ask you that question. What is it like to be an astronaut on the red planet? Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to talk about Saturn. We're going to talk about Mars and exploring the solar system.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out, and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on this station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Today we're talking about the state of the universe. What are the latest developments in terms of exploring the universe? And now we're focusing on the planet Mars and maybe even the moon of Saturn called Titan. And with us today is astronomer Ken Croswell of Berkeley, author of Alchemy of the Heavens. So, Ken, where we last left off, we were talking about the fact that NASA has now rolled the dice and said, first the moon, then on to Mars. So we will be landing on the red planet. So if you're an astronaut walking on Mars, what would it be like in terms of its gravity, in terms of its temperature, his atmosphere? What would it be like to be on Mars?
Well, it would be a very hostile environment. It would probably look rather like the desert in Arizona. The ground would be a lot redder, a lot rustier. That's due to iron oxide on the Martian surface. You'd be a lot lighter than you are here on Earth because the gravity on Mars is 38% that of Earth. So if you weigh 100 pounds on the Earth, on Mars you'd weigh only 38. The air would be a lot thinner, and it would consist not of nitrogen and oxygen, as we're used to here on Earth, but mostly of carbon dioxide, 95% carbon dioxide, which is the gas that we get rid of when we breathe, and about 3% nitrogen. So you would definitely need something to supply you with oxygen. And let's see, what else? Well, the sky would not be blue the way it is here on Earth. The sky would be pink because there's dust in the air, and the dust is, of course, raised from the reddish Martian surface, and that dust actually colors the sky, so the sky would be pink. And it would be incredibly cold. The mean temperature on Mars is 67 degrees below zero Fahrenheit, and you might consider a good day on Mars a day when it got above zero Fahrenheit. But at night, you could expect temperatures probably below minus 100 degrees Fahrenheit. So in addition to taking oxygen with you, you will need some source of warmth. So this planet is not one for the faint-hearted if you want to travel there.
And for those people who saw the movie The Martian with Matt Damon, you know that fertilizer on Mars is not to be found. And Matt Damon had to use his own waste products to fertilize whatever crops he could grow. By the way, did you see that movie The Martian with Matt Damon?
I myself did not, I'm afraid.
Okay, it was a rough time. There he was stranded on Mars with limited supplies, and he had to wait years for the next mission because it takes years for the planets to align correctly.
Yes.
So, also, there's radiation there on Mars, right, because its atmosphere is so thin. Tell us a little bit about the dangers because the atmosphere is so thin.
Yeah, we take for granted the protection that we receive here on Earth from the Earth's atmosphere. I mean, the Earth's atmosphere is more than just something that's nice to breathe, although it's definitely something very nice to breathe. But it also protects us from meteorites, including micrometeorites, because tiny things are hitting the Earth's atmosphere all the time and burning up. Well, on Mars, for the most part, even though Mars has an atmosphere, that atmosphere is so thin that those micrometeorites can make it all the way to the Martian surface. So that's one problem. And as you point out, there's radiation that our atmosphere stops from the sun and from beyond the solar system. That radiation doesn't get stopped very much by the Martian atmosphere because it's so thin. So that's yet another thing to worry about on Mars. And, of course, as you implied, there's nothing really to eat there. So you're going to have to take some food with you or find a way to grow some food in the Martian soil. Now, since the Martian soil is so very high in iron, I would guess that any crops that you grew in the Martian soil might end up being an excellent source of iron. So who knows, maybe in the very far future, we will have imports of food from Mars to Earth, and it will be advertised as being high in iron because it was grown on Mars.
And some dreamers talk about terraforming Mars, that is, making Mars into a Garden of Eden. All sorts of crazy schemes have been devised, shooting methane into the atmosphere, creating a greenhouse effect. But let's be real. Wouldn't it take decades to maybe even centuries to change the ecology of Mars? What are your thoughts?
It would be very difficult, yes. In principle, it could be done. Mars has such a thin atmosphere that the greenhouse effect there right now raises the temperature only about 10 degrees Fahrenheit. Here on Earth, the greenhouse effect...
Okay, Ken, we have to take yet another short commercial break. But after that, we're going to continue a discussion of Mars and then also Titan and Saturn. The Cassini spacecraft crashed into Saturn. So once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Stay tuned for the next segment.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. We're talking with astronomer Ken Croswell of Berkeley, author of a number of great books, including The Alchemy of the Heavens. And we are talking about Mars. Not Mars of science fiction, but Mars of science fact. NASA has now stated that, yes, Mars is the destination. First, we're going to go to the moon. We're going to create a space station around the moon, says NASA. From that space station around the moon, we're going to launch a rocket that'll go to Mars. Now, to go to the moon, that was a piece of cake. 3 days. 3 days, and you're on the moon. To go to Mars takes, well, maybe 2 years for a round-trip mission to Mars. And in the meantime, there's all sorts of problems that we have to deal with. So, Ken, where we last left off, we were talking about the problems of going to Mars, and once you get to Mars, you have to terraform it. And that takes decades to centuries. Now, Elon Musk of SpaceX has stated that maybe we can detonate hydrogen bombs, airbursts, hydrogen bombs over the polar ice caps to melt the polar ice caps. Well, what do you think of that? And do you think perhaps, well, the ice caps do contain water? Is it possible that one day we might melt the polar ice caps so that rivers once again flow on Mars? What are your thoughts?
Well, definitely the polar ice caps of Mars do contain water, also contain carbon dioxide, frozen carbon dioxide, and there's lots of water ice beneath the surface of Mars, especially at the high latitude. So there's no question that there is water on Mars in the form of ice, lots of it. I don't really like the idea of sending nuclear bombs to Mars, though. I don't see the point of leaving the planet radioactive. But in terms of trying to make Mars a more friendly place, you really need a thicker atmosphere. You need an atmosphere that gives some greenhouse warming. As I mentioned before the break, the current atmosphere on Mars, although made mostly of carbon dioxide, which is a greenhouse gas, raises the temperature on Mars only about 10 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, here on Earth, the carbon dioxide and also the water vapor in the atmosphere raise the temperature about 60 degrees. So one of the first requirements for terraforming Mars is you need a thicker atmosphere. So that means more greenhouse warming because Mars is about 50% farther from the sun than the Earth is. So it needs a thicker atmosphere than it's got now. And that will cause all sorts of other good things to happen. So once you get the temperature warmer, then you can have access to liquid water on the surface of Mars.
Now, moving on beyond that, we have the planet Saturn, a gas giant, and the Cassini spacecraft that was orbiting around the planet Saturn that recently was allowed to crash into Saturn. So what did we learn from the Cassini space probe and its ultimate death spiral into Saturn?
Well, the nice thing about Cassini was it was the first mission that placed a spacecraft into orbit around Saturn. There were three earlier spacecraft missions to Saturn, Pioneer 11, Voyager 1, and Voyager 2, and they told us a lot about the planet and its moons, but they simply flew by, whereas Cassini went into orbit in the year 2004 and just this year crashed into the planet deliberately. So it was in orbit for 13 years. It told us a lot about the planet, its rings, and the moon. And the moons are very interesting. Titan is the very largest moon of Saturn, one of the largest in the solar system. It's bigger than the planets Mercury and Pluto, and it's got a very thick atmosphere. And Cassini also told us a lot about another very interesting moon around Saturn called Enceladus. Now, this moon is much smaller than Titan, but it has almost certainly has an ocean of liquid water beneath its frozen surface. And this ocean is shooting geysers into space above Enceladus. So we can imagine some future missions to Saturn might actually pass through those geysers and sample the material in that ocean without actually having to land. And, of course, the very most interesting question we could possibly ask about that ocean is there some form of life swimming around in that ocean? Because wherever we see liquid water, well, we think, hey, Earth has liquid water, and that's what makes Earth so very special. And maybe that liquid water has led to the development of some form of life on Enceladus.
Now, Titan has large quantities of methane and ethane, and some people think that in the future, one day we'll use Titan as a gas station. That is, we'll combine the methane with oxygen in a combustion and create rocket fuel, so we could use Titan as a refueling station. What are your thoughts?
Well, the question is, would that be more expensive or would that be cheaper than, for example, bringing it from Earth? But certainly there is a lot of methane on Titan, and indeed a lot of hydrocarbons in general. If you take a look at a picture of Titan in, for example, my book, Magnificent Universe, you'll see it's orange. And the reason it's orange is because ultraviolet light from the sun turns turns that methane into more complex hydrocarbons that are, in fact, orange. So that's why Titan is an orange world, just as, by the way, Pluto is. Pluto, of course, farther from the sun than Saturn. But the atmosphere of Titan is, strangely enough, made of the same main gas as the Earth, namely nitrogen. And then the other main gas in the atmosphere of Titan is the one you just mentioned, namely methane.
And I understand that the moons, like Europa and Enceladus, Jupiter and Saturn, they may actually harbor life because they have oceans. So how do you have an ocean so many billions of miles from the sun?
Yeah, that seems almost a contradiction, but it's because of gravitational forces from the planets and their moons that heat up those moons so that they're much warmer than you would think they would be.
Have to take yet another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to talk about extrasolar planets, 4,000 of them that have been discovered by the Kepler space satellite. And perhaps there are billions of Earth-like planets in our backyard, the galaxy. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Stay tuned.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.